This is the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's Laura Reagan, LCSWC, with today's episode.
The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marich, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marich is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and two of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? It can be a struggle to find comfort in your body with night sweats, hot flashes, and so many other uncomfortable symptoms. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, created by Happy Mammoth. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout women's lives. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CHAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today.
Hi, welcome back to the podcast. Over the past year, there have been certain themes that have been really prevalent in my practice. And I think because of that, I want to talk about them more on the podcast in the year ahead. There are several big issues. I actually made a list and came up with 9 things that have been common themes in my practice this year, and I feel will be important to discuss on the podcast in the year ahead. The first theme that's really been prevalent in my practice is body image. We think of body image as a woman's issue in our culture, and for sure it is, but men too are saying that they wish they had a better relationship with their bodies. And since my practice focuses on trauma, and we know that trauma is held in the body, I think there's some kind of a connection between having a loving relationship with your body and healing trauma. So I'll be talking about that in the year ahead, and I'm really interested to hear from you whether you think that will be something you'd like to hear more about. The next big theme that is very prevalent in my practice is that most of the people I talk with are really craving connection. They wish for deep, meaningful, authentic connection with the people in their lives. And we live in a great community where so many people gather frequently for neighborhood gatherings. People often tell me they wish that they could have real conversations with people at these types of events because they want to be seen and heard, but they're afraid to show who they really are because no one else is comfortable showing who they really are. So craving connection is a theme that I'm definitely going to be talking about more in the year ahead. So along with the theme of craving connection, there is also a theme of allowing connection. The problem is not feeling comfortable letting people in. And again, I work with a lot of people who've experienced trauma. So trust is often a major issue. When you've experienced trauma, somebody has hurt you, and it gives you a different perspective on whether or not it's okay to trust people. So naturally, allowing people to really know you, showing up and being seen as who you really are, can be a challenge for people who've experienced trauma. And that'll be something I'll be talking about more in the year ahead. The next theme I identified that I want to talk about more on the podcast is workaholism and perfectionism. Here in the DC Baltimore area, we are working, 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 doing, 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 never wanting to slow down. It never seems like enough. It can be really hard to make time for oneself, including for therapy appointments, if you feel that without you at work, something's going to fall apart. Another theme that goes along with that is being distracted, avoiding, numbing, dissociating, and being disconnected from your body. And again, that goes along with trauma too. So I'm going to be talking about that more. When you are avoiding your feelings by numbing, staying busy with work, never giving yourself a moment to be still, you're not in the present moment awareness, and you are, as I like to say, on a fast train to burnout city. So people are expressing feelings of being burned out on work, on caregiving, parenting. All of those things can be very stressful, so it makes sense that you would feel burned out, especially if you never give yourself a chance to rest. And our culture does not.
Therapists, we've all had that moment. You wake up in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh, did I do my notes? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore when you use Therapy Notes. Therapy Notes makes it easy to write your notes, get them done quickly, but thoroughly. My group practice has used Therapy Notes for 6 years, and everyone always finds it easy to use. But the best thing is, if you do need help, you can call their customer service number and a person answers the phone. And anytime I've ever had to use it, which is maybe 3 times in the past 6 years, my issue has been resolved easily with a cheerful demeanor in 15 minutes or less. So I highly recommend Therapy Notes. And don't forget, go to therapynotes.com and use promo code CHAT to get 2 free months.
Encourage that. So wanting to increase self-care but not knowing how, that is a big theme that I've been talking about with people in my practice, and I want to talk about more on the podcast. It's been a pretty consistent theme on my podcast so far, and it will be in the year to come as well. So one thing that I want to change about the podcast this year is that even though I talk about the fact that I'm a trauma therapist, I don't think I really talk very much about trauma on the podcast. I guess I just expect that people really know what it is, but I'm realizing that when I say trauma, you may be thinking of someone who has experienced, you know, living through a fire or natural disaster or combat. Those are certainly traumatic events. But I'm also talking about childhood experiences of no one attending to your emotional needs or being physically abused, which many people don't consider some experiences that they may have had as physical abuse, even though they may qualify, like being hit with a hairbrush, being slapped, punched, spanked with a belt. Whether or not it would be something that a court would prosecute a parent for doing when you were younger, the effect is traumatic for a child. And that is something that I think there's an under recognition of how serious the problem of trauma is and how much it affects so many of us. And I will be talking a lot more about the effects of childhood trauma, the adverse childhood experiences study, and things that I talk about in therapy sessions, but I haven't mentioned much here on the podcast. And the last theme that I want to cover in the podcast more in 2016 is negotiating relationships with family of origin when one has had an unhappy childhood. It's a problem for so many people and one that people don't frequently speak about. We have this American cultural ideal that family is the most important thing and everyone and families are always there for each other and get along. So what happens when you have had an abusive childhood and you aren't comfortable being around your family? Where do you fit in our American cultural ideal if that's your life? And it's true for so many people. So we'll be talking more about that in the podcast this year. So these are the themes that I've heard about in my practice over the past year and want to talk about more in the podcast in the coming year. I would love to hear your thoughts about these topics and any other themes that you may be interested in hearing covered on the podcast. So please visit the website and leave comments on the blog post that's going along with this podcast episode. My website is www.laurareaganlcswc.com, and I would love to hear your feedback. Also, if you like the podcast, please consider subscribing on iTunes and leaving a rating and review. This helps iTunes know that people are enjoying the podcast, and it makes it easier for people to find it when there are more ratings and reviews and subscriptions, because that's how they decide how popular something is by how many people are rating and reviewing.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
So that's it for today. I'm looking forward to hearing your comments. You can also email me at laura@laurareaganlcswc.com if you have something you want me to know. And looking forward to connecting with you in 2016. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more, visit Laura's website, www.laurareaganlcswc.com.